Welcome to SubEther Radio. Here are the latest news.
It's 5 o'clock and in Iraq, US and British forces are still embroiled in skirmishes, although riots in Basra may be subsiding. A spokesman for the Liberian president has said that government troops may continue attacking rebels even after the president resigns tomorrow. All hell could break loose, he warned. An Air France co-pilot, was arrested Friday night at John F. Kennedy International Airport in the United States after he told security he had a bomb in his shoe. Philippe Riviere, 50, a French citizen and co-pilot for the French national carrier, was scheduled to fly from New York to Paris. No explosives were found upon searching, and so Riviere is being charged with falsely reporting an incident. Camp news, it's 5 o'clock, so that means it's the closing event in the Hack Centre. If you can't make it there, say you're packing or it's just too busy, listen to the radio. We're going to be giving it out live. To all the people leaving tonight, could you please drive slowly through the site due to the hot, dusty conditions and be safe as there are reports of police performing drugs tests. Also, be careful when packing down as strong winds are still around and we don't want your belongings to be blown away. And finally, why don't you head over to the radio phone tent and pick up a Radio SubEther t-shirt for only €17. In network news, everything is looking good still. Not much more can be said.
Welcome to SubEther Radio. Here are the latest news.
Here we go again.
get any funds of money. So I prayed on my knees to heaven above. Send me somebody, please. Someone to love that can get to my story. Give me your hand. Don't let me down. Where am I?
Here we go again. We'll be right back.
Ceremony and so long, some music. If you have any wishes, call me at 5555.
Kala kala gutta 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 eo eo.
Thank you.
switch over to the Hex Center.
In the name of the crew of the Heart of Gold, I want to say thank you for being a part of the second Chaos Communication Camp. Super. Okay. Was ist los? Kriegt das schon hin. Okay. Here we are. Wow. That was something. I'm here to report on many things, many great things that have happened here in the last 4 days, in the last 2 weeks, and somehow in the last 3 months as well. I'm going to provide you with some numbers, some statistics, and sorry? 42. Yes, 42 statistics. So, and finally we get the technology fixed as well, I hope. No, it doesn't work. Better. Yeah. Oh my God. This is a very long list, but I have to go through it in random order. I think this is the best. There are so many people who have contributed to this event. It's almost endless. I'm fearing I'm forgetting somebody. I will. But there are many parts that are absolutely worth mentioning and which I would have put upfront before I tell you about other details. First of all, probably the most public spot here and your first service for information is the info desk. The info desk was run by great people like Amber and Radar and Socrates, Wetterfrosch, Winnie, Jochen, and probably many more. I don't know the list. So they were behind bringing out the information we were passing to them and finally to you. Thanks for your work. Somehow associated with our information campaign, often criticized, was the Wiki system, which was somehow a test for us, and I think it worked out pretty well in the end. But this Camp Wiki wouldn't have been alive without the evangelization and help and power of Radar, who was administrating the system for a long time so that everybody could use it. Thanks to Radar. Yeah, infrastructure, we had a lot. I can tell you this was a hard, really hard walk until we had all the technology here on the field. If you look at the list of supporters on our website, you will see that we have actually asked quite a lot of companies to provide technology because one of them wasn't really able to deliver as much as they promised in the first place. So, unfortunately, many things had to be done at the camp, which we probably would have done earlier, like 4 weeks before, but we didn't have the technology here, so there was no option to do this. And a big hug and big thank you to C-Punkt, who planned the network for many months and was behind fixing it even during the camp. He was many, many times far away from here in Berlin and at other places fixing Cisco routers. And that was a great job. Thanks to C-Punkt for this. Yeah, of course there was a even larger crowd at the NOC, I can't name them all, who were busy flashing the firmwares and bringing this demonstration technology to life, because if you get it from Cisco, it's usually not in the shape you want it to be for a hacker camp. Yeah, let me slip in here the statistics. It's a good point. I haven't really looked at this here, but quite impressive. As you might know, we had a 155 wireless link. And we had somehow cared to collect more than one provider this time. So we were actually connected to three providers at the same time, to Berlinet, to Global Access, and to KPN. But unfortunately, due to problems with Cisco equipment, we weren't able to run the big fat link all the time. So we have like something, a 24-hour average of 700. This is cool. So there were on 24 hours, there were 300 gigabytes of data flowing from the world to the camp. And there were 700 gigabytes flowing from the camp to the world. So this was 24 hours, so it was in the end, it was like something like 1 terabyte coming here and 2 terabytes leaving this place, so. Yeah, we are going to post this sooner or later. What else? The biggest surprise of all. This time we not only had power, we not only had internet, this time we even had telephone. And it worked perfectly. And this was due to the ongoing and overwhelming support by the Phone Operation Center run by Martin, Wolfram and Sascha. We had 200 DECT phones running all the time, no loss, perfect service. Whenever we needed a telephone, it was there like 5 minutes later, independent of where it was on the whole place. It was amazing. Yeah, another 24-hour service center was the really cool radio sub-ether crowd sending out on FM, MP3, and on the telephone system as well. The camp radio. Thanks to the camp radio for the long list of shows, music, information. Yeah, this time we were much better prepared when it comes to documentation. So I'm sure we're going to have nice pictures and nice videos from the camp soon after the camp, a video maybe a bit later. Our documentation crew, where are they? They're busy right now. Dorit and Nadja and Christoph and Kirian. Also 24-hour service, even flying above our heads. 2 days. Thanks for your help. Yeah, and another infrastructure always worth mentioning is the support of Agreco, the power company. They are always helpful and made very, very good job, and there was no power loss at all at any time. Statistics. I've got some more. The telephone system had 72 channels, internal channels, and there were many times where 72 channels were busy. So we have to upgrade the system for the next event. A total of 205 DECT phones were registered with the system, and there were additional 45 telephones with fixed lines and even 4 ISDN lines somewhere on the camp running. And they handed out like 3 kilometers of telephone cable, and they placed 12 antennas here, and you had coverage almost everywhere. And there were 614 calls to the sex hotline. Yeah. This was a long camp, and this was an even longer camp at the last, as the last one. Not only because it was another day, it was only also because we were starting much earlier, so we were having more tents this time. We had more space to fill. You've seen all the installations, so a lot more activity has been done. The core crew was comparably small to the amount of work that has to be done, so it was absolutely clear from the start that this wouldn't be possible without help from the participants. And this brings us to the probably most important factor in driving all this to success. It's the Chaos Angel crowd, who have supported us from day one to the last day, and they have really done a very tremendous job in caring about the entrance, the parking place, and from handing out water to people and thinking about everything that we weren't thinking of. Special thank you to Enno, Nachtkind, Daisy, Flip, Honkhase, and Jedi, Nadim, and MC for the great support. This wouldn't have been possible without your help. Thanks a lot. Which doesn't mean you can't join the crowd. We are still looking for people helping us with the rest. So if you can, and if you're still staying here, please offer your help at the info desk, and we are going to try to integrate you somehow in what has to be done. Yeah, hot weather, really hot. I was told it was like the hottest week ever. I don't know, like since when, probably when they started installing computers that were actually counting this stuff. And this means that the weather was a big problem for our super cool and super professional Chaos emergency response team, our first responders, who responded like 250 times during the last 4 days, helping people who were in trouble, driving along the lines. And where are you? Already busy? They're still busy out there, but the first responders, thank you very much. This was really cool. Yeah, a very personal thank you to the other people who were involved into organization from the start and who were somehow the driving force behind everything that was leading to this event. Mainly, I have to thank Markus and André and Christiane of Art Event, who were doing the logistics and the production of all this, planning everything from tents to transport, doing the super cool, great light installations here at the camp, and mainly contributing that this is a space like we have never seen anything like this before, as I think. Thank you. Part of my crew was very helpful and very important, and yeah, I don't know where I would have been without them. Henriette and Papillon were planning everything with me towards the point where everything started. Papillon, thank you. Henriette, great job. Otherwise, I would have already been dead. Yes. Oh, administration. Administration is problematic. Great help also from within the CCC, from Alex and Vic and Sandro. Thanks for your support with the entrance situation. This was pretty complicated. And yeah, thanks for that help as well. Yeah, and do you remember where we are? We are at Paulshof, and this is not a camp all day. It is usually a horse's place, and this place was giving us is private land, and is given us to us by the landowner, Lutz Bär, who was cooperative from the start and wanted this event to happen here. And I don't know where you are, but please, Lutz, where are you?
Er kauft ein Eis.
Muss er mal reinkommen. Kommt er? Yeah, thanks. That was cool.
Say something.
Okay, my English is not so good, but I hope you have a great event and a good time. And perhaps we see you later.
Okay. There are other things worth mentioning, especially for the coming organization. First of all, I want to ensure that the camp is not finished. So power and internet will be there this night, and we're going to dismantle the camp tomorrow. So if you still want to stay and want to continue hacking, there's no problem. Of course, we're going to get together the infrastructure here and there, but basically everything will be in place when it comes to the digital front. I think the telephone network will still work as well. And there are some opportunities I totally forgot to mention earlier. These Vimo antennas that are doing the WaveLAN here, they are for sale and at a special price because we, well, got them, but we're not.
speakers. This was all contributed freely, and everything took place that made us very happy. We had here and there minor changes. We would still appreciate if those of you who didn't send their documentation send it to the contact@campccc.de address. But once again, thank you for all the lectures. And then to allow it as well, I guess we all have to thank Tim a lot. It's not the way that there was no struggles, and still in the preparation weeks, many people, me including, I still haven't found out what fairy dust is. But I mean, he knew it, and he spent all his energy in the last weeks for this, and Tim really was the energy pushing this here. It's a big thank you to Tim.
Yeah, this brings us to another interesting point. Numbers. After counting lots of colored paper sheets and other things, we can say that we had probably around 1,800 visitors here on the campground in the last 4 days. Unfortunately, quite a lot of them were day visitors. So, unfortunately, this event is still not very profitable because everything is pretty expensive. So, if you liked the event and if you are probably interested in something like this to happen again, I would be glad if you could consider another donation or buy a t-shirt or do whatever you think is appropriate to help us. So then I'm sure that we can continue our work somehow in the future. That's it. I mean, that's all I can say. Once more, thank you for coming. Thank you for contributing. I really believe that this atmosphere that is here can be seen at the camp, where people are respectful with each other, interested in opinion of everybody else, and generally take care of other people and other people's stuff in a way where I know no other event that's just a bit similar to this. This is something, and this is something that's worth expanding on, and I really hope I can see most of you again on the next Chaos Communication Congress in December in Berlin. We are about to move to a completely new location, just close to the Blinkenlights building, so we are going into the heart of Berlin, right at Alexanderplatz, to a completely new location, and well, new adventures are ahead. So once again, thanks for participating and enjoy your final stay. Thanks.
Now I left you all alone, million miles away from home. Allowed in the Netherlands. Hacking is not allowed in the Netherlands. That you don't have to commit crimes to have a nice time.
You're listening to Radio Sub Ether 88.3 FM from Sweet Morning to Setting Orange. And so special notice, HP ProCurve Switch 2524. There's some solution for a problem someone had with the HP ProCurve Switch 2524 at the info tresen, at the info brett, at the hack center. I don't really know what this notice here is talking about, so if you have any information about that, you can call us. Our phone number is 5555, the external number is 033-438-642-246. And now there's something strange, weird music Scotty just put it in, and let's listen.
Sie hat uns alles gegeben, Sonne und Wind, und sie geizte nie. Wo sie war, war das Leben. Was wir sind, sind wir durch sie. Sie hat uns niemals verlassen, fror auch die Welt, uns war warm. Uns schützt die Mutter der Massen, uns trägt ihr mächtiger Arm.
Die Partei, die hat immer Recht, und Genossen, es bleiben dabei. Denn wer kämpft für das Recht, der hat immer Recht gegen Lüge und Ausbeuterei.
Wer das Leben beleidigt, ist dumm oder schlecht, wer die Menschheit verteidigt, hat immer Recht.
So aus Leninschem Geist wächst von Stalin geschweißt
die Partei, die Partei, die Partei.
Sie hat uns niemals geschmeichelt, sank uns im Kampfe auch mal der Mut, hat sie uns leis nur gestreichelt, zagt nicht und gleich war uns gut. Zählt denn auch Schmerz und Beschwerde, wenn uns das Gute gelingt, wenn man den Ärmsten der Erde Freiheit und Frieden erzwingt.
Die Partei, die hat immer Recht, und Genossen, es bleiben dabei. Denn wer kämpft für das Recht, der hat immer Recht gegen Lüge und Ausbeuterei.
Wer das Leben
macht auf, verdammte dieser Erde, die stets mal noch zum Hungern zwingt. Das Recht, die Blut im Kader her, zum Durchbruch dringt. Reinen Tisch macht mit den Bedrängern, hier der Sklaven, wach herauf. Ein Licht zu sein, Tag ist nicht länger, alles zu werden strömt zu auf. Völker, hört die Signale auf zum letzten Gefecht. Die Wesen, kein Gott, kein Kaiser noch Tribun, uns aus dem Elend zu erlösen, können wir nur selber tun. Leeres Wort des armen Rechte, leeres Wort des reichen Pflicht. Unmündig nennt man uns und Knechte, duldet die Schwach nun länger nicht. Und der Nächten Geier fass.
scheint die Sonne ohne Unterlass.
Listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange, 88.3 FM. Now the news with our Swiss-made clockwork, Ian, the last time. And I would like to thank you, Ian. You were one of the, well, you were one of the most professional news speakers I ever met. And in fact, you were doing this for 3 or 4 days. I'm very, very, very impressed. So, the news with Ian.
Welcome to Sub-Ether Radio. Here are the